He came back with no change, a warm bottle of Bud, and a tumbler that had been rinsed but not cleaned. He poured a generous inch of liquor into it from a bottle without a label.
"Are those gentlemen twinking?"
the chameleon asked.
"Tweaking? I guess."
American Samoa's drug of choice was methamphetamine, ice. People coming off it get into a dark mood, sometimes argumentative and combative. Tweaking. It could lead to violence. The chameleon drank the whiskey in two gulps and slid off the stool. He walked unsteadily over to stand in front of the two sailors.
"I say."
They ignored him.
"I say, will you quiet down?"
"Yeah, right. Fuck with him,"
a drunk American said into the sudden silence. The two looked blearily down at the little Pakistani, a foot shorter than them. One leaned forward and swung at him, an open-handed slap. The chameleon ducked under the blow and grabbed the man's wrist and twisted, bringing him to his knees. He twisted harder and pulled, and the man's shoulder joint popped like a chicken leg coming off. He rolled down on the floor, keening in pain. The chameleon silenced him with two vicious head kicks. Bar stools crashed all around as most people backed away from the action. The drunk American stayed seated and applauded slowly.
"Tough little Packy,"
the other Samoan said, and produced a box cutter from somewhere.
"Enough," the bartender roared. "Take it outside."
"Okay."
The chameleon turned on his heel and walked toward the door. Witnesses would later tell the police that whatever happened was too fast to follow. The Samoan touched the Pakistani on the shoulder, evidently, and he spun around. The Pakistani handed the Samoan his box knife back and said, "Ta." The Samoan stood up straight and looked at the scarlet stain spreading on the abdomen of his t-shirt. Then loops of bluish, blood-stained guts slid out, hanging to his knees, and he crumpled over dead. No one saw the Pakistani leave. When they crowded out the door, there was no one there except an old man sitting on the pier, fishing with a hand line. In the morning, the police would find two prostitutes' bodies in a dumpster. There were strangle signs on their necks, livid finger and thumb marks, but they died of cerebral hemorrhage, their heads beaten together. When the sun rose higher, they smelled and found a dead Pakistani sailor in an alleyway, inexplicably naked. Case closed, anyhow. The chameleon was gone by then, on the dawn flight back to Apia, in a much improved mood. Chapter 36. Apia, Samoa, June 2021. The third morning was clear and calm, so the changeling took Mouthgill and gear down to the Palolo Deep Marine Preserve, less than a kilometer down the road. It had formed a bathing suit around its body, modest by American standards, but also wore the lava-lava walking to the beach, so as not to offend the locals, who were all sleeping it off, anyhow, except for the yawning young girl who took its money at the park entrance. The tide was high. The changeling put on its unnecessary mask, mouthgill and fins, and slipped into the familiar medium. In the shallows between the shore and the reef, there was a scene of unearthly strangeness, a many-acre farm of giant clams, thousands of them, from a foot in diameter to the size of manhole covers and larger. There were smaller ones protected by enclosures of chicken wire. The changeling salivated at the thought of what they would taste like. It worked a small one out of its cage and, hardening its teeth, crunched down on it. Delicious. The reef was beautiful, a multicolor maze of living coral, but that wasn't the changeling's destination. It swam quickly beyond, out to where the waves crashed on the barrier reef that separated the island from the deeps. It cut through the strong, swirling currents, found a jagged opening, and dove through. It swam down through the cool stillness to the bottom, and stashed its equipment under a rock. How fast could it change into a shark? It took 12 pain-filled minutes, perhaps its fastest time. Halfway through, it was visited by a reef shark almost its size, which circled it a few times and nosed it, and apparently decided that whatever the strange thing was,